I guess I can hope so. I did have a good season this year, but our team had a good season as well. We beat out Kitchener, which was a big rival for us. We didn't win too many games against them during the regular season, so we knew that we had a lot to bring to the table. And once we did that, then we were able to beat them, and we knew we had a good team. And I'm really excited to see that Ricard Raquel, and along with Matt Mahalik, you can draft it, and Garrett Mears. My overall strength is something I really needed to improve on, along with my skating, and those two pretty much go hand in hand. And then I needed to mature a lot as a person. So once I, like I said before, once I started maturing and I started to be able to be a grown up, I guess you could say, I was able to produce the numbers on the end.
Mostly in part to your coaching staff and what they were able to work with you?
Yeah, they told me basically I needed to come back and wanted to be there. So once I came back, I really wanted to play in Plymouth. It's a great place to play. Coaching staff is amazing, and I'm very fortunate to be able to be a part of the
program.
Have any parents
here? Sure.
What's your dad's name?
Glenn.
One in? Glenn, yeah, one in.
And one's name?
James.
J-A-M-I-E? Yes. Okay. So just coming in here a little late, James is talking about growing up, I guess, is the way it was, and developing a little bit. How, what sort of coaches that kind of help that with that?
Yeah, I really didn't have that great of a year, as I said before, but my first year. So being able to come back and be more mature, my coaches definitely had a lot to do with it. Also, taking a lot upon myself to be able to be more mature, to get myself situations, to be able to put my name out there and potentially be even in the mix of first round, any draft picks at all.
Was it just a challenge?